College football preview, taking a look at some big games this week. And we are talking some Vanderbilt, Texas. Vanderbilt has continued to thrive. Texas, the preseason number one, up and down. Thomas Jones from the Austin American Statesman covers the Longhorns is with us now. Thomas, how are we doing today?
You know, a little probably better than Texas football, to be honest. I mean, you mentioned up and down. Man, that's a roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah.
Two overtime wins against – gosh, two teams that haven't won an SEC game, you know, Kentucky and Mississippi State. Fans aren't too happy down here, trust me.
Yeah, when it comes to, you know, obviously they want to win, but there's also some style points involved. And so last week, you know, getting that come from behind win against Mississippi State, Thomas, do you think that could be something that drives them, you know, to a strong finish? I know there have been some points where you're thinking maybe, you know, the Oklahoma win certainly being one of those that would happen, things would start to turn around a little bit, but it just seems like week to week, it's just kind of the same performance, huh?
Yeah, I think really the only positive you can take out of last week is you turn the ball over to Arch Manning, and he delivered. I thought he had a great game leading that comeback. I think he kind of showed what everyone expects him to be immediately. He's starting to show flashes of that. But as we know, you know, his status for this week is up in the air after getting knocked in the head late in that game. He's been in concussion protocol, and Texas coach Steve Sarkisian has just said, hey, it's up to the doctors, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Texas right now, as you mentioned, you know, people are not happy, and generally is maybe the kind of mood here over the last you know, while or so. But tell me a little bit, who's getting the biggest flack right now when it comes to Texas?
Oh, gosh. Well, look, there are people, you know how fans are. They'll always look at the quarterback, the starting quarterback, and they'll always look at the head coach. So Manning and Sarkisian are probably taking their more than their fair share, to be honest. It's just been, man, the offensive line is inconsistent. So sometimes the offense bogs down. The defense was terrible against Mississippi State, and they've been really good all year. So you got to look at that secondary right now. There's enough blame to go around. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to, you know, this season, and maybe, you know, obviously they come in as the preseason number one. Arch Manning is one of the favorites, if not the favorite, to win the Heisman. And there was questions. I mean, there were question marks still littered throughout that roster, just in terms of inexperience and maybe what will this guy do or who will, you know, step up into this hole. And so do you think that the expectations were a little too far out there, which has kind of led to, you know, this, you know, unrest?
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on. I think everyone, you know, including us in the media, took it for granted that Quinn Ewers was a three-year starter and he left. And we took it for granted that the Longhorns lost four offensive linemen to the NFL draft, you know, and right there, the inexperience behind center, it doesn't matter how much talent a kid has. You know, this Arch entered this year with two starts, and then the offensive line had four new starters. Just those factors alone probably should have tempered expectations a bit. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but that's the reality.
Right. Thomas, what are some of the, you know, positive aspects of Texas football right now? I mean, people probably aren't talking about them too much. So I'll give you the floor here. What's been positive for the Longhorns?
Well, their defense is really good. I mean, that linebacker, Anthony Hill Jr., he's going to be a first-round pick next year in the draft. He is an absolute beast. Their secondary has been really good, even though they're missing All-American safety Michael Taft right now. And the defensive line is deep, and it's good. They rotate like 8 or 10 guys up front. And Colin Simmons is another future NFL guy. He has one more year in college after this. But their defense has been solid. I mean, aside from what happened last week against Mississippi State, giving up 45 points, defense has been really good. I mean, heck, they held Ohio State to, what, 200 yards of offense. At the shoe.
Right. Thomas Jones again, Austin American Statesman, talking Texas Vanderbilt coming up there in Austin on Saturday, 11 o'clock. Vanderbilt on the other side, Thomas, has had a, you know, a season to, you know, dream of when it comes to Vanderbilt football. What in your research and in kind of your you know, looking at this matchup, what are some things that have stood out to you? Certainly Diego Pavia has been outstanding. They have an efficient offense. They don't seem to make a lot of mistakes. I mean, that is, I mean, Clark Lea is you know, one of those names that's floating out there in the head coaching circles for a reason.
Yeah, Clark, you know, his background's defense, and he's a really, really clever defensive coach. You know, he can really scheme things up. And now he's formulated this offense behind Diego Pavia that, you know, it controls the clock, it limits another team's possessions. He's done a really good job of building this complementary offense, you know, to help the defense, and it's just worked out so well. I mean, Pavia, we've all seen him play. He brings that swagger to that team, and if Vanderbilt needed anything, it was some confidence, and that's what he's brought. I mean, they're coming off what Vandy lost to Alabama a couple weeks ago, but who they beat? LSU, and then last week they beat Missouri. These are three ranked teams that they've come off playing. So they're used to this competition they're going to see in Austin this weekend. They're used to playing that talent level. They come in here with confidence, and I think that's a result of Clark Lee's plan and Diego Pavia's swagger. It's a good combination.
Yeah. When looking at the matchup here, Vanderbilt does have a really good, a pretty good pass rush. And we mentioned, you know, Texas offensive line struggles this year. Texas, an inefficient offense, has, you know, obviously you mentioned the defense that Clark Lee's has put together. So how do you break this down in terms of what Texas would need to happen or need to do in order to get the win, and then maybe vice versa?
Well, it's going to be tough, especially assuming Matthew Caldwell is going to start a quarterback instead of Arch Manning. And I think that'll probably happen. Look, Vandy's 18th in the nation run defense. They give up about 100 yards. They don't let people run on them. And Texas has been pretty poor on the run game. I mean, they're averaging 78 yards in the SEC. That's it. And Arch is their leading rusher when you factor in yards gained. I think if Vanderbilt can make Texas one-dimensional, and that one dimension is a backup quarterback, I think that's a great recipe for Vanderbilt, and Texas fans got to have that red flag got to be raised.
Yeah, even then, Texas is a slight favorite, kind of your standard home favorite in the book. The bookmakers kind of see it as an even game. It's a 2.5-point line as I'm looking at it right now. Thomas, do you have a prediction on this game? Do you make a prediction?
I do make predictions. In fact, I'm working on my preview right now, and I'll give you a little hint. It's not published yet, but let's go 20. I got 26-23 Vanderbilt. Both two good kickers. I think both teams will struggle a bit in the red zone, but I think Vanderbilt does enough to get a win. If Manning plays, I reverse that score. I think Manning could do enough to make some plays downfield. So, you know, it depends on Arch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The loss, if it is a loss, you know, that you're predicting with no Arch Manning, it'd be a third loss for Texas, kind of puts them in a really precarious situation when it comes to the college football playoff. What's the noise coming out of Austin on Sunday morning?
Oh, boy, because, you know, Texas still has to go to Georgia, and they still have to host A&M. So it's, you know, there's going to be some anger, but I think people are maybe accepting it at this point. You know, after these two overtime wins, I think they're accepting, hey, we're a younger team this year. Let's get out of here with an 8-4 record, go to a bowl game, win. I think they would accept that. Not saying they'd be happy, but they'd accept it.
Yeah. Thomas Jones, Austin American Statesman, again, previewing Texas Vanderbilt, 11 a.m. there in Austin on Saturday morning. Thomas, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game on Saturday, all right?
All right, thanks, Derek. You have a good one.